So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Echad Kachim Gesherin, the Echad Kachim Psul Mishai Psul Makaidish Vekriv Machotz Chayiv. If one burned outside of the Azara, either limbs of a carbon that is kosher or limbs of a carbon that was initially kosher and only became pasul after it was burned into the Azara, he's liable for Allah Bechatz. As the Gemara explains, the source is in the following pasuk. Ashayala Oilai Zavach. And the Gemara explains, the word oila alone implies that one is liable only for an oila. Therefore, the word zevach comes to include all karbanas. And the words vel pesach oil moed lo yibiyanu teach kalabola pesach oil moed chayovin lo bachutz to include karbanas that are not zvachim, that are not animals that are slaughtered, but other types of karbanas kshem that are like a tchila fit to be brought into the azara and onto the mizbeach, such as HaKoymetz, V'Alavoyne, V'Aktoris, V'Mechiz Koyhanim, V'Mechiz Koyim Mashiach, V'Menasek Shleishes Lugin Yain, V'Shleishes Lugin Mayim. And the words Leivienu Lassus teach, Kolam Eskabel B'Pesach Oil Moed Chayyavin Lam Bachot, to include Karbanas that became possible after they were born into the Azara, for which the Allah is Im Alu Lo Yerdu. They're B'Dievet accepted onto Mizbeach, such as Halan, V'Yotzi V'Atame. For all of the above, one is liable for Allah Bachot. However, Kachim B'Sul Nishlohay B'Sul Makaydish V'Ekriv Machot Pater. One is not liable for karbanas that became possible before they were brought into the Azara, for which the halacha is, im olu yerdu, because einam eskabel b'fnim, these karbanas are not accepted on mizbeach, even by the avid. The Mishnah continues, hamalik kezayis min o'ila min imurim b'chutz chayev. If one took a kezayis that consisted of both the basar and imurim of an o'ila and burned the machutz, he is liable, because it is considered eskabel b'fnim, accepted on the mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, the kula kol, since the entire o'ila is burned on the mizbeach. The Mishnah implies, however, shlam de murim potter. If one burned a kezayis basar and murim of a shlam, he's not liable because the basar is einim eskabel b'fnim. Because basar shlam lam b'haktaruhu, the meat of a shlam is not accepted on mizbeach since it is meant to be eaten. And the Braisa applies this distinction to other halachas, such as the sum of pigal neisir b'tamei, and that oila ve muriahu mitzdar from the kezayis l'chayiv and lein mishum pigal neisir b'tamei, one's liable for kezayis basar ve murim of an oila. However, shlam ve murim potter, one is not liable for kezayis basar ve murim of a shlam. The Gemara asks, "Pigul b'neisav b'tamei my taima? Why is one not liable for kezayis basav b'murim of a shlamim regarding these isurim? After all, the isur pigul b'neisav applies to both basav b'murim, as the Mishnah Maseches Megillah states, kala pigulim mitzdarfin, chol nasarim mitzdarfin. Regarding pigul b'neisav, all parts of the carbon combined to form a shir kezayis." The Gemara answers as follows: regarding pigul, kam ba'eichel pigul, kam b'machsheves pigul. The Mishnah there refers to one who ate a kezayis basav b'murim from a carbon that was already pigul. And there we say, kala begulim mitzdarfin, and one is chayav chatas, because the isra achilis pigal applies to all edible parts of a carbon. While our braisa refers to one who had a machshavas chutzlas manai to burn a kezayis basav b'murim on the mizbeach the next day. And here, only oilim mitzdarfin and the carbon becomes pigal, but shlamim ein mitzdarfin and the carbon does not become pigal. Because as Rashi explains, a machshavas haktar ben achalim. A machshavas pigal on the haktar applies only to parts that are usually burned on mizbeach, but not to basar shlam that is eaten. The Gemara answers regarding Neisr, kam ben Neisr, kam ben shini taisru, achol nizrik adam. The Mishnah there refers to one who ate a kezayis basav emurin from a carbon that was ready Neisr. And there we say, kol neisr mitzdarfin, and one is chayav chatas, because the isra achilis Neisr applies to all edible parts of a carbon. While Abrais refers to a case of a carbon in which the majority of basav emurin were lost before Zrika, and only a kezayis of basav emurin remained. And Abrais follows the opinion of Rabbi Shua, who says, mein basar ein dam. If all the basa or imurin was lost or disqualified, we cannot do zrika. However, kol hazvachim shabaterish neshtar ben kezayis basa v'kezayis chaylev, zarek is adam. If a kezayis of either basa l'achila or imurin l'akhtar remained, we can do zrika. However, chatzi zayis basa v'chatzi zayis chaylev, if only combined kezayis basa v'imurin remained, it depends. Oyla zarek is adam. We can do zrika because they're mitzarf, and they should kula kol, since both basa v'imurin are l'akhtar. However, shar zvachim ain't a zarek as adam. We cannot do zrika because they're not mitzdarf, since the basar is lachila and the murin are lahaktar. Zok the Mishnah, hakoymetz v'alavoyne v'aktoris v'mechiz kehanim v'mechiz kehanim mashiach v'mechiz nesachim, shehikr ma'achas men kezayis b'chutz. If one burned the kezayis of any one of these karbanos b'chutz, the rabbanon say chayiv, he's liable. Eliezer peiter asher Yaakov is kulam. Eliezer holds he's not liable unless he burned the whole carbon. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree earlier in the case of Oila that one is Chayim Alos Chutz B'Kezayis, because both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabban agree that Oisa Yashir Haktar G'siv Ahayinu Kezayis. The word Oisa that implies Shalim, the karma must be whole, refers to the Shir Haktar, and this teaches Allah Shalom Hu Chayiv Ve'en Chayiv Ala Chaser. One is liable in Allah B'Chutz if he burned a Kezayis, but is not liable for less than a Kezayis. However, in our case regarding mincha with halacha is kaimetz shachas psula. If part of the kaimetz is missing, it's possible because the entire kaimetz must be run the mizbeach. The machlekes is as follows: the rabbanu hold chayiv b'kazayis because hikter kaimetz pamayim kshera. If one burned the kaimetz in part, but there was no chesaron, there's nothing missing from the kaimetz, the mincha is kasher. Therefore, even a kazayis kaimetz is considered miskabel b'fnim. While Rabbi Eliezer holds pata b'kazayis because hikter kaimetz pamayim psula. If one burned the kaimetz in parts, even though there was no chesaron, the mincha is pasul because kaimetz kulei hainu sheir aktarasa. V'chosman shalei karbu kulam lehavi aktara. The sheir aktara is the entire kaimetz together, and anything less is not considered hektara and is not miskabel b'fnim. But even so, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Eliezer does agree where v'kulan shehikr b'fnim v'shayim and kazayis v'kriva b'chutz chayiv. If one burned the majority of the kaimetz inside, except for a kazayis which he burned outside, he is liable because shari bezen nigmer haktarasan, since the shir haktar was completed with this kazayis kaimetz, which is miskabel b'fnim. And all agree where v'kulan shachasru kolshu v'kriva b'chutz pater. If part of the kaimetz was lost, and then the kaimetz was burned b'chutz, he's not liable because since the kaimetz was chaser, it's not considered miskabel b'fnim. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding keteiros. Tan Rabban, hamakter kezayis b'chutz chayev. One took a kezayis of the keteiros and burned the b'chutz, he's liable. And chatzi pras befnim patr tzibur. If one took a half a pras of keteiros, less than the shir pras, and burned the befnim, the tzibur has fulfilled their obligation and they don't need to bring more. Rav says, b'hafel Rabbi Eliezer meiner. Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the second ruling of the brisa. And Rabbi Zeir asks that this is difficult to understand. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hamak tekezayis keteiros b'chutz pater." Apparently, because the kezayis lo havi aktara, and the Braisa says, "Hamak techatzi pras b'fnim pater tzibur." Apparently, because the kezayis havi aktara. And the Gemara offers three approaches to the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabban in the Mishnah, and thereby the distinction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Rabba says there's no machlekes b'haktar dehechel regarding the keteiros that was burned on the mizbech hazav in the hechel twice a day. If one brought even a kezayis b'chutz, all agree that he's chayiv. And b'fnim the keteiros is kasher because as Rashi explains, shabachol yom loyneme b'shir, v'high pras shir derabanu. Midday raisa there's no shir for this keteiros, and it is the rabbanu who initiated the shir pras. The machlok is only regarding b'haktar defnim, the keteiros that was burned in the kodesh hakodesh on Yom Kippur, and this is the case of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer holds patra alos chutz b'kazayis because the pasuk that states maloi chafnav davka. The Torah requires that the two handfuls keteris must be burned altogether, and therefore, if one burned less than maloi chafnav, b'chutz patra b'fnim pasul. While the rabbanon hold chayv alos chutz b'kazayis because maloi chafnav lav davka. Maloi chafnav can be burned in parts, and therefore, even less than maloi chafnav, b'chutz chayv b'fnim kasher. And accordingly, the brisa refers to aktar dehechel, in which Rabbi Eliezer agrees that kazayis b'chutz chayv. While the Mishnah refers to Akhtar defnim, in which Rabbi Eliezer holds kezayis b'chutz pater. Abaye says there's no machlekes b'akhtar defnim b'fnim. If a kezayis keteris of Yom Kippur was burned inside the kodesh hakodeshim, all agree it is possible, because maloi chafnav davka. The machlekes in the Mishnah is only regarding Akhtar defnim b'chutz. If a kezayis keteris of Yom Kippur was burned outside the azar, the Rabban hold yafinam p'nim b'chutz, since in Akhtar dehechel, even for a kezayis b'chutz chayev, because midday raisa there's no shir, we apply this to keteris defnim as well, and even for a kezayis b'chutz chayev. While Rabbi Eliezer holds lo yafinam p'nim b'chutz, only in the keteris dehechel kezayis b'chutz chayev, because midday raisa there's no shir, but in keteris defnim kezayis b'chutz patzer, because it was less than the shir maloi chafnav and maloi chafnav davka. And accordingly, the brisa refers to Akhtar dehechel b'chutz, in which Rabbi Eliezer agrees that chayev. While the Mishnah refers to Haktar defnim b'chutz, in which Rabbi Eliezer holds pater. Rabbi says there is no machlekes regarding Haktar defnim b'chutz pater, because loyal finim p'nim b'chutz. And both the Mishnah and Brisa refer to Haktar dehechel b'chutz, for which even kezayis chayev, because loynema b'shir. And the Mishnah is a case of the kavinu shnei chatzoi pras b'mona, the kohen put to chatzi pras into one kli sharis. Rabbi Eliezer holds kavis mona milsi, the kli combines them into one shir haktar, and therefore if one burns only kezayis, b'chutz pater b'fnim pasul because it's less than the shir. While the Rabbanu holds kavis mona lav milsi, the kli does not combine them into a shir haktar, and therefore even if one burns only a kezayis, b'chutz chayev b'fnim kasher because keteris dehechel has no shir.